It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you please open up with prayer, please?
Father, we just thank you in advance for our on-time word. We thank you as we come together in fellowship, in one mind and one accord, to hear the living word of God, that lives will be transformed this evening because of your word. You said to trust in you with all our heart, not to lean on our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in every single way, and you'll direct our path. We thank you that as we hear the word of God, that we know that, God, you are the author and finisher of our faith, and that everything you started, you're going to complete. We thank you in advance, God, for the word that's going forth. I ask that you open the ears of the hearer and open up the heart of those that desire a change in their heart, and those that are seeking change, that they'll hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord, for you said we shall be filled. And I thank you for the word. I bind and rebuke the devourer, that enemy, Satan, that serpent that would try to come against our prayer time. And I thank you, Spirit of God, that your blood is protecting throughout this radio wavelength, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Remember, there are four ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is our Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. The second is our Wednesday night prayer line that we also offer at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The number is 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue in North Highlands, California, which is in Sacramento County, inside the Ark of Salvation Banquet Room. The fourth way is to call in and listen live to the word going forth every Sunday at 2:15 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time, and that number is 916-588-9688. A special announcement that there will be a harvest festival on Tuesday, October 31st, hosted by Full Gospel House of Prayer and the Ark of Salvation. It will start at 6 p.m. Remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, His Word, and His works. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, I have a testimony. My name is Esther Scott, and I live in Finley Park, Illinois. And my testimony is I thank the Lord for healing my eyes. I've been having a lot of eye problem. I'm a patient with glaucoma, and I'm everyone know that glaucoma bring on blindness. But look, today I visited the doctor, and the pressure had lowered. In the past, it was very high in my right eye, where my doctor was trying to get me get an operation, because she kept trying to use scare tactics, saying that I may lose that eye. But I stood on the word of God and asked God to heal for me and just guide me to the right doctor. I returned back to my old ophthalmologist. And the rest is history. So today I received a good report from him, and I thank the Lord for being there every step of the way. Praise God.
Thanks the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. I was just giving a testimony about how God is the Prince of Peace. I just thank Him for that. I had lost something related to my job, and I wasn't sure where I had misplaced it. But I just stopped before becoming frantic about it, and I said, God, give me peace. I said a prayer, and I immediately found the item. So I just thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? there isn't any more testimony, we're going to get into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. I thank you for the breath of God to breathe on this Word, that the Spirit of your breath anoint this Word, and this Word will become life to the hearers tonight by faith in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Matthew, the 4th chapter, verse 4. And our last book is Acts, the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 17. And those two books are Matthew 4 and 4 and Acts, the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 17. When everyone get those two books, could we all say amen so we can be in unity. Thank you.
Pastor, can you repeat the scriptures, please? I'm sorry.
Matthew 4 and 4 and Acts, the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 17.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
This word is encouraged for the saints of God tonight. And this word is to let you know that you, because you are saved, this word is saying that when we allow God's word to come out of our mouth, come out speaking the word of God, there's power in what God says. And that power back up the plans of Satan. Saints, this is so important, the hour that we're living in. When God's word come out of your mouth, and God anoint that word to come out of your mouth, that word is power. And whatever Satan's plans are, those plans are backed up by the word of God. And that word controls everything that Satan sends out against you. That word is a force against Satan. And I want you to see this in your mind's eye. It was an old slogan many years ago, like riding shotgun. When you're riding shotgun, that's saying, I have a reinforcement. I have a policeman on me. They're making rounds. So what God wants you to know tonight, that word back you up. It's like a shotgun. It's a bullet against the devil. It's reinforcement against the devil. The word of God cooperates with whatever God sent out. The word of God is in cooperation with God. And so that word is a safeguard. It's a reinforcement. That word is like a policeman. It makes it round. It makes rounds, and it walks. It watch over us, and it's a shield, and it's a guard. It's a backup against the devil. It calls the devil to back up when the enemy comes, and the word comes and stop the devil. It is a backup against Satan and his forces and his imps and his demons and his the ones that follow him. It's a backup for you. It's a shotgun against the devil. It's a bullet that will not miss. And we're going to see it tonight by the word of God. Matthew 4 and 4, please.
But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
You know what was happening. Satan was there trying to tempt Jesus to bow to him. He was there trying to get in the mind of God through Jesus. Impossible. And Jesus got tired of the enemy. He backed that demon up with the word. Jesus answered. He put the word on Satan. Man cannot live on bread alone, but needs every word that God speaks. Jesus said, he lives in me, and God is speaking through me to you. Back up, Satan. Back up, Satan. What am I saying? He would say, I depend on what God speaks through me, Satan. I depend on what God speaks through me, Satan. You got to back up. And this is a word of encouragement for you. I don't care what the enemy is planning against you. Like this, the lady just said from Illinois, she stood on the word of God for her eyesight. And the diagnosis was changed because she stood on the word of God. The word is a backup. You're riding shotgun tonight because you have the word attached to you tonight. The word of God lives on the inside because God is his word. And we're going to see by the word of God when an imposter come in. You know what an imposter is? A person who practices deception, who to pretend to be someone in order to deceive others into gain. We're talking about the word. We're talking about imposters also. Acts 19:11-17, please.
And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all of the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
We're talking about Jesus' name tonight. We do not treat that name lightly. We don't treat the name of Jesus lightly. These was imposters, and they were observing Paul. But they didn't have what Paul had. Paul had the Spirit of God walking and dwelling in him. Paul renounced Satan. Paul yielded to God. The authority he released for God to take him over. He abandoned to God. He surrendered to God. Paul stepped down and God stepped in. He confessed that Jesus was Lord. He confessed Jesus in the cross. Paul preached Jesus Christ, him crucified. And God used Paul's body as an instrument. God stepped in through the body of Paul, and God performed miracles through the body of Paul. It was not Paul. It was God through Paul activated miracles. These vagabonds, these imposters trying to get gain, said, we can do that. All he's using is Jesus' name. So they lightly thought that they could use the name of Jesus to do what Paul was doing. But the thing that was missing, they were imposters. They had not yielded themselves to God. They had not totally surrendered to God. Saints, please get this. They were imposters. An imposter was pretending to be a part of the family of God, but not actually a part. They were not a part. Paul was anointed by God for miracles. These brothers looked on this and seen the working that God was doing through Paul. And they said in their own little pea brain, no problem. We can do this. We can take Satan down. Satan said to these spirits, I know Jesus. I know Paul, but you don't scare me because I don't know you. And you see what the word of God said happened to these imposters. These imposters would pretend to be someone in order to deceive others for gain, not actually a part of the family of God. They were out only to deceive, and they were found out. This spirit say, I know Jesus. I know Paul. But, dude, I don't know you. You don't scare me. And this is what happened. So tonight, you are family of God. And you can speak the word that God gives you. And Satan have to back up Satan have to back up saints of God. We just read it by the word of God. Because that God has placed in the believers. Paul had yielded to God. This is what a believer do. A believer give up their own authority, give up their way. They abandon themselves to God. They surrender to God. They renounce the works of Satan. They step down and God step up and move in. They confess that Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And it's a door that's open. And the Spirit of God enter in and give that authority, comes inside of your beings, inside of your body, inside of your hands, your mouth. The authority of God begin to move through you, saints of God. And the imposters cannot do that. So we're coming against imposters tonight in Jesus' name, who is practicing deception to the novice, to young men and women, those that have no clear understanding of the word, how they are deceiving the people of God in this hour as never before, and cannot cast out a demon out of a paper bag. Cannot do it because they have no authority and no power, because God is not living within them. They're out for gain. They're out for themselves. That's what happened with these brothers. They were out for gain. They were out for themselves. And that's what's happened in this hour as never before. That trend began mightily in the 70s. That name it and claim it in prosperity ministry. Only for gain. It's a spirit of deception. It's a spirit of imposter. It's an imposter spirit. It's a spirit to begin to pretend to be, hallelujah, with power, but it has no power. It has no authority. It has nothing but gain for itself. It's a spirit of deception, saints of God. And anyone that practices those things is an imposter. It's not according to the word of God. They are not going to fool with no demons. Promise you. They know who they are. They are not going to cast out no demons. They are not going to lay hands. They're going to talk about some money and how you can get some money or get you a car or get you a this or that. They are not going to lay hands and renounce the demons over your life that torment you. They will not touch any demons because they have no authority. They have no power. They're practicing deception. And God is not pleased with these practices. You, on the backside of the desert, you that yield yourself to God, and Jesus is Lord over your life, you have surrendered to God, you have stepped down and God has stepped in tonight, I want you to be encouraged tonight. You have renounced the plagues of Satan. You have confessed that Jesus is Lord, Jesus Christ, Him crucified. You are preaching Jesus. You are preaching Jesus. You are not taking His name lightly tonight. And tonight, God wants you to know He is inside of you. He's moving inside of you. He has anointed you to come against these demonic powers that want to cause your family to be under hostage and want to cause your family to be in captivity. They won't cause your health, your body, your mind, your spirit. That's demonic. In the spirit of the word said that man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Just read in Matthew 4:4. That's when God step in, cause your door is open. He steps in, cause you have yield. He's not going to go into a place that he's not welcome. No, he's not. He's a gentleman. He's going to go into a yielded vessel. He can walk into a yielded vessel and set up housekeeping. He's not going to share that body with no other organ. He's not going to share that body with no other spirit. He's not going to share that body with an imposter. He's not going to share that body with no idol. He's not going to share that body with nothing. You abandon to God when you surrender to God. You renounce the works of Satan. You step down. God moves in because we have confessed Him as Lord, meaning He is my caretaker. He has authority over me and everything in my life. That's what Paul did. These sons of Sceva did not do that. They took the name of Jesus lightly. We cannot take that name lightly, saints of God. That name is power. That name is a name of command. That name is effective over the dark spirit. That name has ruled over Satan. That name has authority over demons. And tonight, we're going to go into prayer because He desired that none perish, but all come into repentance. 2 Peter 3:9, that's what that word says. He desired that none perish, but all come into repentance. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is God, John 1:1. His name is called the Word of God, Revelation 19:13, saints of God. For the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word, Hebrews 4:12. The Word discerned those spirits. The Word knew that those spirits had no authority. The Word knew that they were taking Jesus' name lightly. And the devil knew it. The devil knew it. The devil knew they had no authority and no power to cast out nothing. And this is a word of encouragement for you, saints of God, that know the imposters who are not allowing that spirit of deception to overtake you. You are not deceived. You see that spirit and you run like fire. You see that spirit and you know that it has no power. And the devil can't stand you because of who is living inside of you, saints of God. The Spirit of the Lord. Why? Because you have given up yourself. You have renounced Satan and all of his good. You don't say, take it back, I don't need it. I have Jesus. You have given him back all his goods. You have renounced the works of Satan. You have given up to God. You have surrendered to God. You have abandoned to God. you yield to God. So what happened? We read the word through Paul. God stepped in through the body of Paul. And God worked through that body. Because Paul was a house that God could use to stop demons and devils. You are the house of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16, you are the house of God. Saints, he dwells in you. The power of God lives inside of you. The power of God lives on the inside of you. So when that demon want to knock, you can tell that demon by the word of God, back up. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And before we go into prayer, I'm going to give you another nugget. Proverbs 21:23, the first one, get that. Would you please read? This is so important. Proverbs 21:23, please.
Proverbs 21:23 reads, whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble.
Whosoever, say it again, Sister Tamara, read it loud, please.
Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble.
This word is so profound. If you want to stay out of trouble, be careful on what you say.
Mm-hmm.
It means we need to get quiet and listen to God. We talk when we should be listening. A silenced tongue restrains trouble, thanks of God. Jesus spoke when it was time to speak. A silent tongue restrains trouble.
What?
Sometimes we'll talk when we should be quiet. Jesus didn't say anything to Satan until it was what? Time. Then he put the word of God on that spirit. If you want to stay out of trouble, be careful on what you say. We talk when we should be listening. A silent tongue restrains trouble. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight before we go before God?
Yes, Pastor, this is Penny. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, before I ask for a prayer request, someone is on the line. Could you please check your line, because we hear everything in the background. But, Pastor, you prayed for a gentleman last week about cancer. He has stage 4 cancer in his body, and you prayed against that. Well, from what I'm understanding, I invited him to our church, and he is just in so much pain, and he's not sure if he's able to make that drive. So I want a prayer for him that he will not be in any pain and that every door will be open to him to be able to come down to church this Sunday with me.
All right. We'll pray. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. I want you to pray that I can keep my tongue so I can keep myself out of trouble. Amen.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sean. I want to send a special prayer out for my son, Juan, getting into a lot of trouble with gangs and other things he shouldn't be doing and got arrested. So I want to send this prayer out for him.
You say he got arrested?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
My sister do, Miss.
Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, hi, Pastor. I'm Marlena from California. I just recently relocated to Georgia, and I'm having a hard time finding me a house with a guy. He guided me in the wrong direction here, and so I'm not homeless. I have my sister here, thank God for that. But I just want to pray that I have find me a place to stay, because he took my money, you know. So I'm just praying for a place to stay for me and my grandbaby, my daughter, my brother.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, I have a friend that lost a family member today, and I just wanted to ask if you can just lift them up and that they be encouraged.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the power of the working Word. For your Word, O Father, it is a lamp unto our feet. Father, we thank you, it's a light unto our path. For your Word give light. Your Word say every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Your word said the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Your word said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Your word said your word is nigh our mouth and our heart. We must do it. Your word said he sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Your word said so, Father. You said death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your word said to Father. Your word said, put me in remembrance of my word. Your word said to Father. Your word said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Your word said to Father. Your word said all of these things, Father. Your word said. Your word said uphold all things by the word of his power. Your power. Uphold all things by the word of your power. Your word says, sanctify them to thy truth. Thy word is truth. Your word said. Your word said, the word was made flesh and dwell among us. Your word said it, Father. Your word said, but the word of the Lord endured forever. I'm saying what your word says, Father. Your word said, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of the Lord, we have a testimony. Your word said it, Father. I bring your word into your remembrance tonight. Your word says these things, Father. Your word said it, Father. Your word is living. Your word is alive. Your word is not corrupt. Your word is a seed of righteousness. Your word lives and abides forever. It's your word, Father. Your word must be glorified. Your word must be lifted up, Father. We thank you for your word tonight, in Jesus' name. We thank you that we stand in agreement, God, against the imposters, oh God, that is trying to deceive the elect of God. Your word said, if it was possible, your word said, if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. But your word says it's not possible because the prayer warriors praying against this deception, this pretending spirit, this imposter that's practicing for their gain. In deceiving the, trying to deceive the elect of God. Your word said if it was possible, they would deceive the elect of God. But God, you're giving us time, those as imposters, to repent. And we send a word of repentance tonight in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God would draw the imposters, and that the Spirit of God would save the imposters. You say you desire that none perish, but all come into repentance. I thank you, Father, that your Spirit open the eyes of your children tonight as never before. Father, take blinders off their eyes, unstop their ears, in Jesus' name. And we thank you tonight, Father, for their imposter to be found out. They were found out in Acts 19, how that spirit took lightly the word of God. People are taking lightly the word of God for gain's sake, deceiving people so they can live a lavish lifestyle, so they can have fineries of this world, so they can live high in Jesus' name. But that's an imposter in Jesus' name. Jesus did not do that. As we read over the word, we never seen Jesus do none of those things. It's a spirit that's an imposter. It's a spirit of deception, and people are so gullible because, hallelujah, the spirit of greed inside of hearts of men and women, a spirit of greed and taking the word lightly. But tonight, imposter, be it known tonight, the word shall find you out in Jesus' name. We are crying out loud tonight as Jeremiah. He said, cry loud and spare not. We are crying loud and we're sparing not in Jesus' name. I thank you for the intercessors that's praying tonight in Jesus' name. They on the backside of the devil, Delta, not in it for gain's sake, not in it for a great name, not in it for a big building, but in it because they love Jesus. Just as Paul said, I have learned to be contented. When I'm full, I'm contented. When I'm, hallelujah, have lack in my life, yet am I not contented. In all things, I've learned to be contented. He was powerfully used of God. And he said, I'm contented. No matter what situation faces me, I have a spirit of contentment. When I'm full, when everything is going well, I'm contented. When things in trouble, hallelujah, I'm facing, yet I'm still in peace. I have contentment because Jesus is my Lord. He is the Christ. He suffered for me on the cross. Satan could not have no more charge over Paul because Paul was not out for gain. He was not out for a reputation. He was not out, hallelujah, to prostitute the word of God. He was not out to please the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He renounced their works. And he became a bondsman. He became a true steward, a servant of the Lord Jesus. To be great, the word said, we must what? Serve. To be used of God, we must serve. To be powerfully anointed by God, we must serve. We must serve God's people in fellowship. We must be servants of God. The devil have taken it and has caused a sketch that he himself has written and turning people's lives upside down. But tonight, imposter, you've been found out by the word of God. The devil tried to offer Jesus all these things that imposters is grabbing now. He put all the things of this world before Jesus. And Jesus refused them. Cause of his father. The imposter is not going to refuse anything. They don't care if you're homeless. They don't care if you are without. If you can't pay your bills, they're going to say pay your tithes. The devil is a liar. Jesus came for that purpose, to stop the imposter. In Jesus' name, I thank you tonight, Father, that the Spirit of God would draw imposters to you, to the cross tonight. They repent for the things they have done and deceive your people tonight. And God, I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. And Father, we bring your people before you. We send the word to this person with cancer, God, that the Spirit of God will comfort and relieve the pain and the sensation. And we thank you for healing tonight to touch this person in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God move over him. And the spirit of pain comes separate to the word tonight. We thank you. You sent your word to heal this person and save them from their destruction. We thank you, oh God, for the word moving over Sister Arlene. That's from this night forward. Proverbs 21:23 is over her life. She want to stay out of trouble, she got to watch what she say. Be careful on whatever she say. It's powerful to be silent and listen to God. Because a silent tongue restrains trouble. We thank you for this word being upon this woman of God. We thank you tonight for Sean, that the spirit of stress loose, Sean, tonight in Jesus' name. And the spirit of peace take over. That the Spirit of God move over her son tonight. That son that's full of trouble in his mind and his thoughts. That son that's been associated with the wrong association. Your word said, Acts 16:31, if we believe in Jesus, we in our house shall be saved. This woman is a believer. She believes in Jesus. Father, I thank you for the word of God now. Then that spirit that has assaulted her son, we send the word of God to bring that spirit under arrest tonight. He has a great future in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the plans of God for this young man's life is good and not evil. We come in Jesus' name thanking that the plans of God now attach itself to this man's life. This young man will not be incarcerated. The spirit of incarceration, we lose the blood of Jesus to arrest that spirit in Jesus' name. The spirit of violence, we lose the spirit of God to arrest that spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of God to cause every demonic spirit to back up tonight that's working against this young man. And we thank you for the spirit of God to protect him and shield him and guard him and save and deliver him. And we thank you for peace over his mother now in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for this person that's called about the relocation was deceived, that the spirit of God will give her back everything she lost. She desires her own dwelling. Isaiah 32:18, I thank you for your word over this woman tonight. Your word said you would give us sure housing and safe dwelling. I thank you for sure housing and safe dwelling over this woman tonight in Jesus' name. Isaiah 32:18, that the spirit of God provides for her. It's your will that this woman have housing for her family. It's your will, Father Jesus. And I thank you for your will to be done for this woman in housing. And I thank you that every door be opened by the spirit of the word of God, that the spirit of God give her everything she has need. I thank you for reinforcement by the Holy Ghost to give back everything she lost, Father. And I thank you for the sure housing. I thank you for the finance she need, oh God, to move into it. I thank you that every need is met by faith. I thank you, God, for her peace now to be upon her, God, your peace to be upon her, God. When we're in peace, you can lead and guide us, God. I thank you for your peace, not the peace of the world. Give it, I said the Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God to comfort the person, family members, hallelujah, that lost their loved one, that the spirit of comfort would go to them in that time of loss, and that the Spirit of God would give them peace and comfort them, oh God, as they release their loved one to you. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the saints of God, the saints of God that have renounced the works of Satan, have yielded themselves and gave up, and say, God, here I am. Take me, use me. And the Spirit of God has walked into their temple, has taken over their body, as he did Paul, in moving through them in this hour. I pray for them in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will strengthen them as never before. And whatever they're going through in this hour, Satan, I give you notice tonight, Matthew 4:4, back up in Jesus' name. Everything you sent out against them, everything that you try to overthrow them in, back up in Jesus' name. Back up in Jesus' name. We are riding shotgun tonight. We have a shotgun on us, and it's the word of God. It's a bullet to stop you tonight. Back up in Jesus' name. Stop every action in Jesus' name. We arrest you by the word of God in Jesus' name. We sabotage you in Jesus' name. We counsel you in Jesus' name. We renounce you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the Spirit of God who have arrested those spirits that desire to come against your beloved, the saints of God. And we thank you, Father Jesus, that the power of the word, the strength of the word, the force of the word, the command of the word, the authority of the word is effected over them tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you tonight, Father, that they're safe, they're shielded, and they're washed over by your word. We pray now for the needs to be met. And we thank you for the homeless, oh God, that every door be open for the homeless. We thank you, oh Father, for healing to be attached to those that need healing tonight. We thank you for your word. Your word to come against any disease tonight. You sent your word to heal us and save us from destruction. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for healing to move over those that need healing in any areas of their lives. I thank you for salvation to go to their house, to that loved one that's not saved, that husband that's wayward, that wife that's wayward, that the Spirit of God have that one that's saved. Stand in proxy tonight for that loved one. Stand for that husband. Stand for that wife in Jesus' name. Stand for that child in Jesus' name. Stand proxy tonight in Jesus' name. You believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. You and your house shall be saved. Stand in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for those who have taken care of your business, God, that you supply every need. Open up every door, come against every demonic power. I send the word of God to stop the activities of the princes of the air, demons and devils come subject to this word in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the might of God, the strength of God, the authority of God, the command of his word to do the supernatural for your people tonight. I thank you for it by faith, God. I don't have to bind and loose. I stand on your word. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. This is your word, God. We depend on your word, and your word is activated this night by faith in Jesus' name. Saints, be encouraged. God love you. He surrounds you. He's watching over you. He's your safe God. He's a policeman. The devil can't cross the bloodline. You be encouraged tonight. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Bring them through.
my mind, I am free. In my heart, if I am yours, I am free.
Every witch, warlock, every demon that is not the blood of Jesus against every attack, against every plan, against every spirit that is not like God. But he has given us the power. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound. I got a sound mind. And I'm speaking in the atmosphere. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I am free. I'm free. Anybody believe that you're free? You can act like you got it all together if you want to. But the devil, he works. But I know a man named Jesus. He is the living word. There's power in Jesus. There's healing in Jesus. Woman, you can be healed. You can be healed. You can be set free. You don't gotta be an alcoholic like mama or daddy was. You don't gotta be a crackhead. I come against every generational curse. In the name of Jesus, be free. I speak freedom in the atmosphere. You can see. You can see yourself reaching your best ability, your best potential. You can see yourself breaking the curse and birthing something new in your bloodline. Anybody want to be free? Lift your hands and show the devil that you are free. This is our sign of surrendering to you, oh God. We want to be free from homosexuality. We don't want to be like this, oh God. We don't want to have the lustful desires. We want to be free from fornication. We want to be free from suicide, oh God. We want to be free. I cry out for every individual that's in this room. We want to be free, oh God. You show yourself in this room, I believe. I believe the God that I read about every day, the God that I pray to, the God that I sing about. He can break chains in his spiritual realm. And God, I say, yes, you have your way. God, we welcome you in this place. We want to be free. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you. We don't want to be the same old vessel. God, we want to smell good in your presence. Uncle Charles said, we want to smell good in your presence. God, we don't want you to push us away. We don't want the deaf ear, but we want more of you. Come on, lift your hands if you want more of God. You are the God Almighty. I believe him to be a miracle worker. He's awesome. He's good. You're so good that we can't even describe it. There's no way to explain.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.